This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am sick of leftists. And I know you are too. Why don't you just admit it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You are confronted with leftism every day. And it isn't like it's one little thing here, like it's crime, or it's forced mandates, or it's some crazy thing that they're forcing your company to do because of climate nonsense, or it has to do with forcing you to buy medical insurance. It is in your face every day, government intrusion, encroachment in areas that you would have never believed possible. If you're over 40 years old, you don't recognize this world. I promise you, you don't. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You're sick of it, and here's the thing. Even leftists are sick of it. They're sick of themselves. They can't even live by their own rules because if they try to, they end up in the death spiral. Oh, yeah, let's all wear a mask when they're not wearing masks. You know, take any piece of it you want. Oh, we're going to fight crime in neighborhoods. They don't fight crime in neighborhoods. It's bad policing. Where? Where is it bad policing? In Democrat-controlled cities. I'll talk about crime here in a bit because you guys know how I love to cover the gun problem we have in America. You want to know what's always attached to the gun problem we have in America? The leftist problem we have in America. You legal gun owners who know exactly when to use a gun and why to use it. You're not committing crimes. You're not doing anything. It is not a gun problem. It is a leftist problem. Whenever they say gun problem, you should say, don't you mean leftist gun problem? Because it has nothing to do with you. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of their lame brain excuses for everything that they do. When they create their own problems and then pretend that they're going to solve the problems that they create, and they never do. 844-551-8255. So, I was in California, the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies. Not for fairies, but fruits, nuts, and fairies. And I visited two neighborhoods. One where my father-in-law lives. Both middle-class neighborhoods. And I'm going to just give you... I'm going to give you the straight scoop. This is exactly it. So, I go to my father-in-law's neighborhood. You drive up there, it seems very nondescript, nice little houses, you know, no cars up on blocks or whatever, and he's got a triplex, but, you know, there's different houses there, and they had just built two new homes on small lots. These are postage stamp size lots. These two new houses, I don't know how big they were, but I doubt these houses were over 1,500 square feet. They were selling for $600,000. Which should tell you right there that this was not the best of neighborhood in California. Now, $600,000 in Texas, and you're living pretty large. $600,000 in Tennessee, you're in a mansion, okay? But in California, it's nothing. So, you drive to this neighborhood, there's burglar bars. That's a little bit of a warning. Cameras. But what was interesting is my father-in-law says, well, you know, you can't leave anything in your car or in your vehicle here. I went, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, they'll take anything. Now, that reminded me of St. Louis, where if you got spare change in your car, they will break your window to get it. But he says, yeah, you can't have anything. And he's explaining. Then his neighbor says, yep, can't have anything in your car. You don't leave anything in your car, Kevin. I'm like, really? Now, these are tiny houses. $600,000 for houses in this neighborhood. My father-in-law paid less than $20,000 for a triplex when he bought it. Just to give you perspective here, okay? Housing is out of whack, completely out of whack. So we go to another neighborhood where my father-in-law had bought a house years before, and they still had friends there, and they were the ones who had this Thanksgiving dinner. So we go there. The owner of the house, who's a friend, his name is Rich, he says, He bought the house in 1953 for, I think he said, paid $10,000 for it. And I went, get out. He goes, Kevin, the first house in our neighborhood just sold for over $1 million. Now, I walk into this house. I'd never been to Rich's house. And, he's got a lot of money. And I'm thinking, man, he's probably got a really nice house. This house is like Brady Bunch. It's just not as big. 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath, 2 bath, maybe. I can't remember. I think it was a 2 bath. 3-bedroom, 2 bath. Nice little lot. Maybe, I'm going to guess, 1/3 of an acre. He raised orchids. But this house, he says, Kevin, my house is now worth $1 million. $1 million. And he told me, he says, by the way, don't leave anything in your car here. Now I'm thinking, so I'm in $1 million neighborhood now. It doesn't look like it, but I'm in $1 million neighborhood. First house sold for $1 million. And he says, he doesn't recognize where he lives. He goes, the crime is crazy. He goes, I don't know where my family's going to go, but he predicts the cake will hit the fan. He's like, man, I think the zombie apocalypse is coming. This is a dude who raises orchids. You got to see him. Rich is kind of like a flower child. Grew up with that very California attitude. I mean, I cannot describe him any better except to tell you that he's a California dude. And he's telling me, I'm afraid of what comes next. He goes, Kevin, the Democrats in this state, I don't know what he ever voted. I know he's a strong Catholic. But the Democrats in the state, he said, are driving him crazy. He goes, I don't see any way to win because the power structure is such that the Democrats are going to always... He goes, we have one party system here, and it's full of crazy people. And here's what's most interesting. At this event that I went to that had young kids, Hispanic, blacks, I mean, his family's very eclectic. His sister, staunch Republican. One of his buddies, staunch Republican. The guy, Jim, listens to my show. And I could go on. He'd known me from my Fox days. And I'm looking in this room of people, a lesbian couple, etc. And I'm going to tell you, almost all of them can't stand Gavin Newsom. Would not vote for Democrats. I didn't talk to the kids about it because they, it came up organically. I didn't want to, take a poll and say, hey, what about you youngsters, you under 25-year-olds? But this is what I encountered in California. But the thing I want to tell you is, despite being in a $600,000 house neighborhood and $1 million neighborhood, crime ridden. People afraid to leave things in their cars. People with burglar bars up, afraid of what's coming. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
New scare tactics, but from the same old playbook. I'm going to give you one guess on what happened at college football games all over the country on Saturday. And if you said F Joe Biden, you'd be right. Let's go, Brandon! Hey, if you get a chance, go check out our merch at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and just hit the shop. And you'll see the merch. We got new Christmas merch that has to do with Joe Biden, stuff you'll enjoy wearing to taunt leftists over the Christmas season, the holiday season, the smash and grab season, as leftists like to think of it. As I walked through the airport, I came back from California over the week, during the week, and I noted there were lowly airport workers and some airline workers who love their power. And it made me think about why you can't just let power happen willy-nilly. See, these people are like, put your mask over your nose. Now, these are people that could just as easily mind their business. See, because nobody's watching them. They're not being graded on this nonsense. It isn't like they say, you have to give out 14 masks over your noses a day or you'll lose your job. These are people, look, they walk through that airport, they see people sitting down, eating, with not a care in the world, and but when the minute you stand up and you're walking, hey, put your mask on. With the airlines, you know what they say now? Oh, because they don't want people to get away with it. They say between bites, you got to put your mask on. Between drinks, you put your mask on. Because people were finding a way around it. And you know why they find a way around it? Because it doesn't matter. People know it doesn't work. This mask thing is totally, it's exactly that. It's masking the problem that we have, which is the problem of leftism. Welcome again, folks, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. There is no quota for airport workers to tell you, put your mask over your nose or whatever. They could just say, I get it. Oh, but Kevin, it's for the public safety of everybody around you. Let me tell you what I see. The very same airline, and I'm just using a flight attendant. A flight attendant, I get on the plane, not the first plane, says, you need to have your mask over your nose. On the very same flight, a flight attendant comes back, mask is below her nose. Now, I didn't call her out because that's what gets you kicked off a plane. While we were waiting on the tarmac, is a little bitty airport, they had a stop so they could bring a wheelchair down the ramp, so we had our mask off. As soon as the girl with the wheelchair comes down the ramp, you need to put your mask up. We're like, we're in the middle of the airport, in the tarmac, 6 feet apart, nowhere near anybody. Well, if you're in the line to go on the plane, you must have your mask over your nose. They get this power, man. They love that little bit of power that they get. And let me tell you, it made me think about this. That power is a dangerous thing. It has the ability to tip things in the direction of Nazi Germany. See, think of it this way. Getting a trophy for supporting the narrative is how it starts. Somebody will see that girl say that and go, that was very brave of you. Look at you. You did a great thing. And they'll give her an award. And soon they'll be giving out awards for people. The more people that you can, you know, get on camera not wearing their mask, we'll go after them. And they'll try to do contact tracing and a host of other things. Trust me when I tell you, folks, it'll start out saying, no, there should be only smoking sections, and then it'll be, no, and this will be a smoking room only. No, then you got to put in all kinds of crazy ventilation systems. Then, well, no, no smoking except outside, and then no smoking at all, even at your house. That's how it starts, little by little, one little step at a time. Trophies. Little acknowledgement. Way to go. You're so brave. You're wonderful. Good job. And that's why the New York Times and WAPO won't give up their Pulitzer Prizes for bad reporting on the whole Russian collusion farce. That's why doctors right now happily violate the Hippocratic Oath and support this WuFlu nonsense. Because the ones who do are the ones who get the goodies. They get the bounty. They get the awards, the grants, the accolades, everything. And the guys who stand up for your rights, who do the right thing, get nothing. All that being said, Democrats have massive problems, folks. The economy is stalled. People do not want to work. They've gotten used to the idea that there's money coming. Hold out long enough. The Democrats will go find some more money. Good luck with that. Because the money doesn't flow like it needs to when the Democrats disrupt the economy the way that they've done. You guys have heard me talk about how the economy flows, like the tides and the jet stream, etc. I talked about it recently, just the other day. So what's going to happen is the tax base will shrink, and eventually so will revenues. The cost of goods will continue to rise, but and it's completely bypassed inflation, which means inflation is lagging, thus expect hyperinflation. It can't keep up. And so the Democrats are creating a problem that will metastasize. It will get on steroids. And the only market right now that is thriving is the black market. And that's why you got these smash and grabs. And it's only going to get worse because the Democrats have a real quandary on their hands. They got to figure out, how do we continue to sell this fraud? This fraud of WuFlu and try to build an economy that can work. And here's the answer. You can't do it. They're mutually exclusive. Speaking of which, Fauci no longer wants to call mandates mandates. Check out this quote.
Right. There's a lot of evidence that mandates are working. In Florida, under Governor DeSantis' policies, some types of mandates are prevented or off the table, which has this headline about Disney World and others having to just halt the vaccine requirement entirely. Is your view that that is acceptable policy, or does that raise the risk of illness and deaths in Florida?
Well, we do know that mandates, or let's call them requirements, mandate has a special little tinge to it, that requirements work. If you look at what's happened with United Airlines, about 99% of their employees are vaccinated. Tyson's Food, Houston Methodist Medical System, they do work. We also know from good studies that masks work. They're not 100%, but they do work in preventing infection. So we're in the middle of an unprecedented pandemic that has taken the lives of over 770,000 Americans. And anything that gets in the way of containing that, I think we better think twice before we start pushing it.
So Fauci no longer wants to use the word mandate. He says it has a tinge to it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He says it has a tinge, and then he gives you three examples. United Airlines, 99% vaccination. That's a lie, by the way. Tyson Foods, Houston Methodist. But he won't tell you the people fighting against it. More on WooFoo when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressing the nation on Monday regarding the new COVID-19 variant.
If you are vaccinated but still worried about the new variant, get your booster. If you aren't vaccinated, go get that first shot.
New travel restrictions to the U.S. took effect Monday as well. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial gets underway Monday. Maxwell is affiliated with Jeffrey Epstein and is accused of sex trafficking. One of Epstein's alleged victims spoke to CBS Mornings.
Being that Epstein isn't here, it gives me a good reason to kind of have my day in court. It's not going to justify anything, but it does make me feel good for the other victims, you know, that they're going to have their day in court.
Maxwell faces up to 70 years in prison if convicted. It's Cyber Monday, which is the biggest online shopping day of the year. However, an Adobe forecast predicts it could fall short of the final tally in 2020. This is USA Radio News. Federal lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill this week, and they'll immediately begin tackling President Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill. Here's reporter Chris Barnes.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
as Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights. He is talking to us about this bill. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget.
With Manchin's vote so critical to Democrats, Republicans are hoping he will torpedo the bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also from Capitol Hill, government funding runs out Friday. That's the deadline for Congress to clear a continuing resolution through both chambers to avoid a shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have a suggestion on the Wu Flu variants. They should start naming them after disgraced Democrats. But then again, all Democrats are disgraced. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. In light of a new non-deadly scare tactic version of Wu Flu from South Africa, it's difficult for leftists to sell vaccines and masks that don't work. So let's change the language in hopes of getting people to play along, right? That's what Fauci, Dr. Fauci the fraud, wants to do. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let's change the lexicon. Let's change it from mandate to compliance to requirement, whatever. They want you to play along. I played a clip earlier, and Fauci, Dr. Fauci the fraud, mentions 99% of the companies who are compliant to an edict that's not even legal. And they know it. Fight it out in the courts, they say. The Dow Jones plunges 900 points, I heard up to 1,000, I wasn't paying attention, on the news of this new variant that broke. Why? Because all those pharma stocks took a hit. See, Wu Flu vaccines are worthless. You would do better with a placebo. You don't have to believe me, Google it, and you will find out people do better with a placebo. The boosters are worthless because every time you turn around, we've got a new variant, right? And we've got one variant, and they all have something in common. And I went out and I looked at them. They all have something in common. The next one that's coming is always worse than the one before, until it isn't. This new variant is straight from the motherland. And just in time to enforce new lockdowns, right? Because the world was returning to normal. And the elites can't have people getting back to normal when there's more money to steal from a Wu Flu scam. How dare you try to go back to normal, Ron DeSantis? The World Health Organization held a meeting last week to discuss the dramatic rise in Wu Flu cases in South Africa. And they figured it out. It's a new strain, a new virus. South Africa's Minister of Health identified this new variant as, here, you might want to write this down, B.1.1.529. Reminds me of that hee-haw scene. This is a junior at BR-529. That was the phone number for him. And get this. This new version of WooFlu that comes from the motherland. It impacts. You want to guess? Yeah, okay, I'm going to ask you. Does it impact dogs, lizards, old people, young people, what? Okay, young people. It impacts young people. And supposedly, get this, it's highly contagious. And, oh, by the way, not deadly. Yeah, there it is, folks. Young people are now at risk of getting the Wu flu or some variant thereof. And, don't tell anybody, still living. Man, hey, thank God the elitists were prepared and they got approval from the FDA, you know, that venerable organization, kind of like the venerable FBI. And so they did this in anticipation and they got the approval of Wu Flu for the youth, even though no youth were dying from it. The BBC reported just how scary this new variant is. A variant that won't respond to the aforementioned vaccines. But hey, folks, let's not make the fact that vaccines don't work against regular Wu Flu or any of the variants stop this leftist madness. Because this new variant has a twist. Shh. I don't want people telling what's going on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, I read that this new variant, get this, seems to be the most heavily mutated so far in the outbreak. They honestly use the word seems because that word, pay attention people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, seems is very scientific. It seems more deadly. I don't know for sure, but it certainly seems that way. I haven't tested it, but still, it seems. And while this new variant seems to be more heavily mutated, health correspondent James Gallagher wrote that one science described the variant as horrific. In other words, James Gallagher knows nothing personally about the virus. He's just repeating what one scientist said. And that one scientist reported that the new variant seems to be the most heavily mutated, and is horrific. Are you getting this? Without knowing anything, folks paying attention, tuned in to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you are as much an expert on this new variant as anybody that you will read. And in my expert common sense opinion, the new variant is more hogwash and a continuation of the existing Wu Flu scam. Yeah. Now, it was funny. I asked myself, before they named the new variant, what would they call it? And I recommended Omega. Because certainly this new, potentially heavily mutated variant, that is horrific, or it may not be, should be the Wu Flu that kills all the world. It'd be the Omega. See, the Alpha and the Omega. If you know the Greek alphabet, Alpha is the beginning and Omega is the end. God said, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. So, in case you haven't noticed, I do mock the Wu Flu and its variants. And in the spirit of my mocking, there is an underlying thing of truth here, a tinge of it. And here's what I would say to you. Don't be surprised one day if the vaccinated spike protein blood people begin dropping like flies. And from a new horrific variant, and one will understand why so many elitist and eugenicists pushed for these vaccinations. How many boosters are going to be needed with all of these variants? They're saying that Pfizer and one other, Moderna, are already working on, they say they'll have in the next 100 days, a vaccination that will cover it all. Do you believe it? The panacea, it's going to make everybody okay. And now they're talking about we can't be safe until we identify all the variants. I want you to think about the number of flu variants. And I did a show about this a while back. 168, I believe, variations of the flu. 131 or so that have been identified. We're just at the beginning. We're talking about the Alpha, the Delta, the Lambda, the Mu, and now this new one from South Africa. And in the next segment, I'm going to get into those other variations and explain to you where they come from and how deadly they are. And for those of you out there going, well, Kevin, I've got a friend and he died from the Wu flu and all that. You've got friends that died from the flu. You've got relatives that died from the flu. I'm talking regular flu. And here's what you don't do. You haven't talked about it. One of your relatives developed pneumonia, died from the flu. And nobody said a word. Oh, Charles went in. He was having trouble breathing or whatever. He died. No harm, no foul. But let them give you the Chinese version and enlighten, you know, change all the wordage and everything. Don't call it the bioweapon that came from a Chinese lab, because that would scare the devil out of you. Let's give it a name, a clinical name, COVID, and let's just blast it everywhere. COVID protocols, COVID. Let's scare everybody to death so they want to get a shot or something that probably wouldn't kill them. That you're going to die from a comorbidity more than you're going to die from the disease, and Italy's proven that, and other countries would too if they told you the truth. But let's make it really scary so everybody wants to do it. Yeah, well, guess what? You're going to need a lot of boosters. And then ask yourself this, what happened to the Delta, Lambda, and Mu variants? Wasn't at least one of these supposed to kill us all? I've seen no designation of how many people have died from regular Wu flu versus any of the variants. Yet the media and other leftists hype it endlessly. Watch commercials they talk about. This commercial was made pre-Wu flu if there's nobody wearing masks. Because they don't want you to think that they're not being woke. They're not the one, you know, who don't believe. We were following protocol. This was an early commercial.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to warn the audience right now. I'm only going to touch on this latest development in the Wu Flu scam. This new version of the Wu Flu that comes from the motherland of Africa, the deep south of Africa, you know, where the real racism of the world exists. I need some African language, some African music when I'm talking about this latest version of Wu Flu. By the way, the other versions of Wu Flu, for those of you who aren't aware, the first version of Wu Flu, where did it come from? The Delta version. Well, let me see. So Lambda and Mu came from either Colombia and Peru or Peru and Colombia. I can't remember which. Delta, I believe, came from Brazil. and now we get one from Africa. So the Wu flu is like the Olympics. It vies for where are we going to hail from in the next version? You know, it's like people fight for it. Oh, we want to get the Wu flu in our country. Please give us the next version of the Wu flu, says Venezuela. Because if they don't have enough going on in these various countries, right, these third world crap holes Donald Trump talked about. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give me a call. So I'll be honest with you. I'm beginning to believe that these variants are as made up as Joe Biden's 81 million votes. Because just when things seem to be returning to normal, you get a variant. Melissa and I went out the other night just because we don't get any date nights, but we decided, hey, we'd go out and go, you know, see what the world is like. Because you get so caught up in business and there's all kinds of financial pressures on us and stuff. And said, you know what, let's just go splurge. So we go out, and I'm telling you, busy. Restaurants, thriving, waiting list. People, we went to this little downtown area of the city where we live in, and people are driving up and down. It reminded me of the drag, riding up, we used to call it riding up and down the drag when I lived in a little town called Brady, where guys would show off their new cars or show off who they're dating now. And of course, we were drinking, you know, because that's what you do. But, you know, just a little strip right up there, and everybody parked, you know, across the street from each other, began at Leo's Drive-In and went down to not quite as far as McShann's First Grocery Store. But you get what I'm saying, little town, and then you'd stop, you'd see buddies, you'd go over and have a beer with them or whatever, and, you know, just sit and talk. That's it. Riding the drag. And it was like that. And there was hardly a restaurant that didn't have a waiting, you know, list of 20, 30 minutes. I loved it. People moving about, life going back to normal, and the left can't stand it. I told you guys, I said, look at the college football games. Again, college football, like, F Joe Biden, pop, 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 pop. Anyway, so now we got this new variant. And here's what one source reported on these variants. As the U.S. has its eyes on getting past COVID-19, the COVID-19 pandemic, and opening back to, quote, normal in the next few months. They won't even use normal without putting the quotes on it. Because normal is different now, right? Normal differs depending on where you live. Why do you think Don Lemon decided to vacation in Florida, then New York with his Biatty, his boyfriend, boy toy? His significant other, because he couldn't do it in his own state. Normal in New York is not normal in Florida. We'll get to that in a bit, too, because, well, another show. But I'm definitely going to talk about what DeSantis has done. But anyway, they say COVID mutations are popping up all over the world. This brings about a number of questions, including, do the vaccines work against COVID mutations? Hey, allow me to answer. Nope. You know what does work against COVID mutations? Your own immunity. Did you get it? Have you had COVID? I had it. Let me tell you something. I don't fear any of the variants. I don't. My body is creating the necessary things to fight this thing off. And you know what? I don't need Moderna. I don't need Johnson & Johnson. I don't need Pfizer. I don't need the FDA. And I don't need Fauci the fraud. My body knows exactly what to do. And there'll come a day when my body goes, hey, Kev, we're done, bro. And it's going to stop. And I'm going to die of something. And we all come to grips with the idea that we've got a short amount of time on this earth. And that's cool. Anyway, the article goes on to explain the variants occurring all over the world from a leftist perspective. And here's what this guy writes. Brazil's coronavirus outbreak has been amongst the world's most severe for months. Experts in the country are especially worried about the new variant, which some research suggests is not only more contagious, but also has the potential to reinfect people who caught an earlier form of the virus. See, that's the funny part about this, and I said it. I've already done it. I'm gonna talk about this tomorrow in a lot of depth. I've already looked at the language used every time they brought us a new variant. And let me just say this. The big controversy over the new variant, which should have been called GXI, because that was the next letter in the Greek alphabet, and now they're calling it Omicron. But that virus, like all the others, is more contagious and potentially more deadly. I've already mocked it. Go back and listen to the previous couple of episodes, segments, and you'll hear me clearly mocking this idea that, oh, it's even more deadly. It's like the commercials back in the old days when they'd say Tide, it's new and improved, and then there would be another Tide, and it's new and improved, and then the 2 years later, this version's more new and more improved. Well, the more new and more improved is the ability for them to try to snow you. I'm talking about the powers that be to try to snow you into believing that every time we get a new version, we got a lockdown, we got to reinforce the mask, etc. There is no emergency as it relates to the Wu flu. None. And yet, New York has declared a new state of emergency over a new version, a new variant, and they can't even and won't even give you any data on the Delta, the Lambda, the Mu, or this one. And by the way, this one, even according to Dr. Coetzee from South Africa, who identified it, and that's a joke in and of itself. Again, I'm going to cover all this tomorrow. That is a joke. They say it's mild, but I'll get to that later. I want to finish up with what they're talking about in Brazil, because I want you to understand how in a country that had its own version, it had the Delta variant, and now they're concerned about the new one, and none of it matches up. So anyway, they're now saying that this new version is contagious, but has the potential to reinfect people with an earlier form of the virus. And they were talking about Delta. Some Brazilian cities have tried to enforce social distancing measures, but their effectiveness has been blunted by Bolsonaro's open comment. He's the president of Brazil. Or open contempt, rather. Last November, he denigrated people afraid of the virus as sissies. Meanwhile, about 8.5 million Brazilians, or 4% of the population, have received at least one dose, a rate that lags far behind the U.S., Europe, and Chile, but is roughly in line with most of the other Central and South American countries. So keep this in mind, people. The Central and South American countries are not getting the vaccine. Joe Biden's shipping it to them because they want these people to get it. Get the shot. Get that spike protein in your blood. And then here's what they said about it. Brazil's variant has been spotted in several U.S. states, the United Kingdom, and neighboring South American countries. So the Delta was out there. Ooh, the new variant. I'm going to get into the others. I'm talking about the Delta variant right now. And they went on, this is a writer, after the U.S., Brazil, population 213 million, has one of the worst COVID-19 death tolls in the world, with more than 11 million people testing positive and more than 270,000 dead. Brazil's leader, President Jair Bolsonaro, appears to have his head buried firmly in the sand, and in the past has dismissed COVID-19 as a, quote, little flu. I'm not going to get into the numbers because I'm out of time. But I'll tell you this. Brazil has far less deaths per capita than the United States, as does almost every other country. And I say viva Bolsonaro. Good for him for having the guts to stand up to this nonsense.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.